Morning, everyone. Continuing with Hilchos Aveilus. We're doing packet 13, Tefillin on the first day of Shiva. So we mentioned before that the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, the Ramban pointed out the Ikra Aveilus, Min HaTorah is the Idunin. You're going with pizza, Sikh, with Tashmish, the Simcha, the Tefillin, Shehem Pe'er. Vatachboises, vatis paris, vatsimchahim. Avelus kishma, avelus is like its name. Shli yisansik v'dvarim shol simcha, el v'dvarim v'dvarim shol avelus. So it's interesting that the Ramban lists tefillin because it's a pe'er amongst these things which are v'dvarim shol simcha, which are also for the avol. So tefillin is a simcha, and it's not appropriate. Because it's a simcha, it's not appropriate for the avol. I find that amazing. the Gemara brings two makoros to aser, two separate maimrons to aser tefillin for the avol. The first one's in Sukkah. Chaf Hey Amid Beis, but it's repeated in Brachas twice and in Ksuvos. So this Meimah shows up several times in Shas. Avol Chayev B'chol Mitzvos Amos B'Torah. The Avol is Chayev in all the Mitzvos. Mashin Kain the Oinein, he's Pater. The Avol is Chayev B'chol Mitzvos Amos B'Torah. Chutz Min HaTzvillin. Shehari Namra B'chen Pe'er. So the tefillin is not ruy for a avol because it says pe'er. Later on in the Gemara, in Sukkah Chaf Hei Amud Beis, mid the Amar Le Rachman Li Cheskel Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha. So atu the mechayev of Alkuli Alma Patri. Yecheskel was chayev to wear tefillin, but everyone else is pater from tefillin. This is only on the first day of Avelos, the first day of Shiva, because it's the first day is Vachrisa Kiyomar. It's the most difficult day. So Rashi gives us two reasons in explaining the first Gemara, that Ovel is a lav bar pe'er. Rashi gives two reasons to explain why an avol is lav bar pe'er. One, right, it's not good for the tefillin, is one reason, and the other reason, it's not good for the avelus. Right, there's two reasons why an avol is a lav bar pe'er. One, it's not good for the tefillin itself, and the other, it's not good for the avelus. So Rashi says in Brachos on the same Meimah, Rashi in Brachos Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, Diramaska Alma. Cave in the boy pe'er. Tefillin requires pe'er. Tefillin requires pe'er. The avol is goylo b'tzaroi b'ofar. Ein ze pe'er. The tefillin requires pe'er. And the it's not it doesn't work with the avol who's not pe'er. So there's a it's not a good match. The avol is a lav bar pe'er, and the tefillin require pe'er. The kevan the boy pe'er, and then Tosfos paraphrases this and presents it in a little bit of a right. So avol ma'olel ba'afar karnoi ve'ein na the says pe'er tachas efer. So Tosfos is really quoting a pasuk. The Gemara in Baba Basra quotes this pasuk from Yeshaya. This expression. Pe'er tachas efer is from a pasuk in Yeshaya, the end of Yeshaya. We're talking about where does the chassan put the efer? So it says ze efer maklab sheberosha chassanim amara papa lo abaya hekam anachle the makom tefillin shnema v'sum avelit zion. So it's using an expression for pasuk. So it's not really to put pe'er instead of efer. And Rashi gives, in a similar vein, Rashi and Ksuvos gives a similar reason. Ksuvos v'avamet beis, pe'ercha chaba sholecha, v'aval ma'olel v'afar, v'karnoi v'roshoi, karnoi v'roshoi, v'ein zeh pe'er the tefillin. Again, the aval is a lavbar pe'er, the tefillin are boy pe'er, and it's not a good match. The other it's not good for the tefillin, right? It's not good for the tefillin to go on an oval. And then Rashi gives another reason: it's not good for the avelus. Rashi in Sukkah says, "V'aval lav bar pe'erhu ukishum is pa'er umar ba'atzmoi she'eno aval." If he's wearing tefillin. If he wears tefillin, he's being mispa'er, and it's not. He's showing himself that he's not an avil. See the Rashi inside here. V'avil lav bar pe'er, who ukeshim mispa'er mara ba'atzmai she'eno avil. Tosas quotes that as well. So it's not good. The tefillin. It's not good for the tefillin itself. Tefillin for the oval is not good for the tefillin, and it's not good for the avelus. And Tosos brings two reasons. Why is it that we need an extra reason that tefillin is aser for the oval? Why do we need this idea of that the avos lav bar pe'er? Why do we need that? So read Tosos in Brachos Yod Aleph Amad Aleph. Im Tomer v'lama li hai taima tipu klei mid the Amir Chesko pe'ercha chavash alecha miklal the kuli alma aser. Why do I need to this? Why do I need to bring this the maimra of from Chazal that tefillin are aser for an aval because the tefillin are pe'er and an aval is a lavbar pe'er. Why do I need that reason also? Just know that Yechezkel, the drash from Yechezkel tells me that tefillin is aser for everyone else. So he brings two terutzim. The first one is the terutz asar mikutzi, right? The sar mikutzi. The tarik taima shalrashi ki heichid lo nelef shar mitzvos mitzvillin mikavachomer. We're afraid. We need to explain that why it is that tefillin are aser for the aval, because they're not appropriate for the aval. It's specific to tefillin. We need to emphasize, to be clear that the tefillin are aser because of something specific to the tefillin, and we don't want to make a kavah komer that if the aval on the first day of velos is aser in tefillin, so he's going to be patur from all mitzvahs as well. And we use this kavah komer. Rabbeinu Yona, I'll read the Rabbeinu Yona here. We use this kavah komer regarding the Mishnah. I mean, we had a brisa that said that he's patur mikol mitzvahs amos v'torah by an oinin, but the Rabbeinu Yona made the kavah komer. I'll read the Rabbeinu Yona because it's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yona. Baal Kain, near the farish, the afal. So he's explaining the Mishnah at the beginning of Shemesim Mutal, the fun of the Mishnah there. Va'al kain near the farish, the afal pishaloi shana b'mishnah ela elu shloi shabavad huadin the patam mikol shar hamitzvos ela the tana elu shehem chamurais. We taught these ones because the chamuras sheish mechem kabbalas olamal shemaim. The kolzu came b'shar mitzvos sheinim chamuras kol kach. V'fikach amar tefillin. Tefillah, the tefillin, im kriyas shema, mipnei she kabbalas all malchus shemaim shalema, vehi min tefillin. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is making kavah komer. The reason the Mishnah only mentioned these three mitzvahs because we make a kavah komer, and from them we can make a kavah komer to shar mitzvahs because these mitzvahs are so common. So that's why. That's one reason why we need to come along with to say the tefillin to specify why tefillin is aser for the aval on the first day is because it's pe'er and aval is lav bar pe'er. Inami, Tosfos bring another reason. Tzarech time of the Rashi the chayvu b'tefillin the yom rishon the lo shayech ma'olel ba'afar karnoi ela b'yom rishon dafka, and we need to clarify that. It's Dafka Biyom Rishon. which I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand, because the other Maimra, mentioned Yom Rishon. In other words, Tosafot is saying why the Maimra of Yechezkel, the diuk from Yechezkel, Yechezkel's chayav in tefillin, everyone else is potter. The Gemara said v'hani mili b'yom Rishon. So we already Rashi was explaining the Maimra, the other Maimra, Shahari Nemra Behem Pe'er, and Tos saying we need that one to tell us that it's limited to Yom Rishon. So maybe, yeah. that the Maimra of Yechezkel tells us that it's limited to Yom Rishon. So I'm sure I understand totally. Okay, so what is, just to move on to the next idea, so what is the Pe'er in the Tefillin? Right? We're saying that what is it about the Tefillin that is a Pe'er? Okay, the Tefillin is called the Pe'er. Good. But what is it that allows us to call Tefillin Pe'er? What is it in the Tefillin that is glorious? So the Pshutoi that most people bring is that it says, V'ra'u kol ami ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yiru mimeka. The pasuk in Devarim, and that's the Gemara says in Brachos, that's the Eilat Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tefillin Shel Rosh are a Pe'er because they're a Pe'er, and that's what the Goyim are responding to when they see it. So it still begs the question: what is that Pe'er of the Shel Rosh? And I'll read the Maharal from Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chaf Gimel. He'll explain what the pe'er is. V'heim keser al adam u'pe'er elav. V'amar hine af shurui machma sh'adam alu. L'kach tzarek sh'yihya al love yiras ha'ilo. So it's fitting for a person to really be not joyous, but to really have fear of Hashem, because Hashem is the one who's giving us everything, and we're the recipients, and Hashem is the giver, and so we should always have a fear and a yir shemayim and a respect. Mikol makom, ani. But there's a way around this this continual fear. Mikol makom ani sameach beilo atzma. I'm happy with Hashem himself. Masha hu yisbarak adonai, because he's my adon. Mishmo Yisbrak Nikra, and his name is called upon me. Right? And I like the pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. V'hu Tihilasi V'tifarti. This is my praise and my glory. U'mizeh Hatzad Rui El Ha'adam Asim. Therefore, a person should be happy. Because Hashem is my Adam, and he's his name is called upon me. She'ain loma, she'ain rud el Adam simcha b'mashu alo. You shouldn't say a person should never be happy because he's always he's the alo, he's the recipient, he's always dependent upon Hashem to give him life and everything. Ki has simcha hazois he mitzad ha'ilo. This simcha is about Hashem. Bishvil ki Hashem yizbarach shehu ha'ilo. And because Hashem is the one who gives everything. This is his glory, and this is his crown. So the tefillin, this is what tefillin is. Tefillin is Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and that's the pe'er. Right? The pe'er of the tefillin is that I get to recognize that Hashem is my Adon, and his name is called upon me, and that is a simcha, and that's the pe'er. But that's only for the Shel Rosh. I'll read another reason here. I'm bringing from the Torah Or HaChaim, the tefillin Simcha Chafei. Risi the Avi Adoni Rosh. Shahaya medakdech lahaniach kishahaya masader habrachas shahaya masader zeh acher zeh ad oter Yisrael b'tifara oter Yisrael b'tifara. So ba'az haya maniach umavarach oter Yisrael b'tifara. The fish had tefillin nikra pe'er shenemar pe'er chachav shalecha v'nikra had tefillin lashin pelila. Shehem ois ve'edus the call roenu shashkina shoya aleinu. Ksiv Rao Kol Ami Arts Kishem Hashem Nekar Alecha Betarshina Ilo Tefillin Shebarosh. So yeah, I think the Torah is saying another reason why it's a Pe'er is because the Tefillin are Lashon Pelila. Somehow he understands it means an Os and an Eidos. It's an Eidos that the Shekhinah is Shoira on the Jewish people. So that's the Pe'er is because the Tefillin are Pelila and an Eidos for this that the Shekhinah is Shoira on us. But again, that seems to be only the Shel Rosh. But the Avol, when the Avol is Aser on Yom Rishon, to wear tefillin, because tefillin is a pe'er, it's even the Shel Yad. The Shel Yad seems to be a pe'er as well. Right? So, what is the pe'er of the Shel Yad that the Avol can't wear the Shel Yad on Yom Rishon of Shiva? What is the pe'er? All the pe'er that we've cited from the Maral and the Torah is the Shel Rosh, coming from the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Nekar Alecha. Darshin, the Eilat Tefillin Shel Rosh. But why is the Shel Yad Aser for the Avol? What's the pe'er in the Shel Yad? So, maybe we can be medayek from Rashi in Brachos, Lamed Amad Beis. So in Lamed Amad Beis is talking about Kavod Rosh, and so one of Mora says he's wearing tefillin, right? And tefillin, therefore, tefillin is the hepik of simcha. So Rashi says tefillin manachna. One of the Amora says I'm wearing tefillin, and Rashi says the heim edus shememshalas koni Misharto alive. There's a different gears here. Mamlachto. So the tefillin are edos that Hashem, that the rulership of Hashem is on me, and therefore it's he's not going to be he's not going to be lightheaded. So Rashi says heim the heim edos shemem shelas koine alive. So perhaps the heim means the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad. It's possible the heim just refers to tefillin, because even we call the Shel Rosh with a lashon rab in tefillin, and maybe the heim refers to Shel Rosh, but maybe the heim over here he's saying tefillin manachna the heim edus shemem shelas koini umamlachta alai. So maybe the heim refers to the Shel Yad as well. So that, right? So that's so that would be the pe'er. So the pe'er would apply to the Shel Yad as well, because it's an edus that Shem's rulership is over me. So that would be a pe'er of Shel Yad, potentially Rashi's understanding with the heim. But maybe the heim just refers to the Lashon Rabbim, the tsura of the word tefillin is Lashon Rabbim, maybe the heim. But maybe we can answer that the pe'er of the Shel Yad is the Parshios. The Parshios of the Shel Yad contain Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kadesh, right? Kadesh in the Tefillin speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is a pe'er. Right, it shows that Hashem is our Adon. Similar ideas. Hashem is our Adon, and that Hashem loves us. He loves us so much that He did all these miracles in Mitzrayim to save us, and He took it up from the Chorus of Barzal. So all the miracles of Mitzrayim that Hashem did for us shows that He loves us. He saved us. Right. So someone saves you like that from the slavery of Mitzrayim, from the Chorus of Barzal. Someone who does all that for you shows that He really loves you, and it also shows how great Hashem is. It shows how great Hashem is, and that He loves us. So it would be like Tiferes Banim Avoisam. Would be the Banim get a Tiferes because of the greatness of their parents. So here, the Jewish people. In its filling, we're reminded of the greatness of Hashem and how much He did for us. So that's a That's a Teferes Banim Avoisam. We get a Teferes because we're the Banim Atem Hashem Lokechem. We're the Banim of such a great father. So that's a Teferes for us. So that's all in the Shel Yad. So maybe that's the Pe'er of the Shel Yad. Maybe that's the Pe'er Shel Yad. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shel Yad, tells us that Hashem loves us and how great Hashem is, and that's a Teferes for us. And that's not appropriate for an Avil, right? That kind of, Pe'er, the Avil should be, is it Simcha? Like the Ramban said, it's the Tefillin are, the Iker Avelis is Simcha, Avelis Kishma, and that type of simcha that emanates from that Hashem saved us and loves us is not appropriate for the Avil. I guess in a physical manner. I guess it's something we should never. It's one of the sheish. It's one of the zechiros. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. We remember it day, twice a day. So it's not something, something to. It's fine to remember it mentally, but maybe with the chayfets, right? Maybe with the chayfets of with the tefillin, it's too much. It's too much simcha to have a chayfets that reminds us of that simcha. But to remember and to appreciate that reality is appropriate even for an avil, because an avil is chayv kol mitzvahs, and that's an important. Zechiyas Mitzrayim is an important mitzvah. Okay, so shkoyach for joining today and the through Hilchos Nida and Avelis is great. Any questions? Yeah, sure. So you're welcome. So I hope you enjoyed and have a great summer. Okay, shkoyach. All right, bye.